Welcome back to the Summer of Psych. Today, I'm going to be talking about Alzheimer's disease. It should be noted that all of these episodes are designed to be a general overview of the condition that's focused on in the episode. There are a variety of different levels of these conditions as well as different subcategories. The things I talk about are simply what is most common in people with these conditions. Everything I say is from reliable, accredited sources. Due to the ever-evolving state of psychiatry and treatment of mental conditions, I will not be looking into current or possible treatments. Alzheimer's disease is an irreversible, progressive brain condition. Also sometimes known as senile dementia, it damages memory, thinking skills, and, after some time, sometimes even the ability to conduct simple tasks. Alzheimer's is ranked as the sixth leading cause of death in the United States, but new estimates say that amongst the elderly, it may be the third leading cause, after heart disease and cancer. Most people who do have Alzheimer's disease tend to experience their first symptoms in their 60s, although current estimates can vary, and an estimated 5.5 Americans, most of them 65 and older, have Alzheimer's-caused dementia. Alzheimer's disease is one of a number of dementias, or a general loss of memory, thinking, reasoning skills, language, and problem-solving skills. However, Alzheimer's is the most common of all these dementias. Current research suggests that the changes of the brain that will eventually lead to the onset of Alzheimer's might even begin up to or more than a decade before the other more visible symptoms of Alzheimer's can be assessed. However, the initial symptoms of people with Alzheimer's can vary. For some, it's just general memory loss, difficulty in word finding, visual or spatial disorientation, or impaired reasoning or judgment. There are three main stages of the progression of Alzheimer's. Mild Alzheimer's disease, where people might have trouble remembering things, begin wandering and getting lost, repeatedly ask questions, have personality and behavior changes, amongst many other issues. As Alzheimer's disease progresses, people reach the moderate Alzheimer's disease stage, where damage to the brain occurs in areas responsible for language, memory, reasoning, sensory processing, and conscious thinking. The symptoms of mild Alzheimer's disease are oftentimes amplified, and people may begin to have issues remembering their friends or family. They might also begin to have hallucinations, delusions, and paranoia in this stage, and can act with impulsivity. Once enough brain damage has occurred, people reach the severe Alzheimer's disease stage. At this point, people are unable to communicate and are completely dependent. As the body begins to shut down, they may be in bed all or most of the time. Research around Alzheimer's is continuing to grow. Researchers haven't been able to find specific genes that actually cause Alzheimer's disease, but they have found genes that might increase the likelihood of developing Alzheimer's. All of my research for this episode is from the National Institute on Aging. No statement, phrase, or episode in the series or any episodes of this podcast are intended to treat, diagnose, cure, prevent, or otherwise change your mind or body in any form or manner. This podcast, and this series especially, is meant purely for educational purposes for the common person. Please do not rely on any of the information I share in this podcast in any way for your medical treatment. If you feel like you may have a condition mentioned or not mentioned in my podcast, do not come to me. Instead, immediately go to a trusted psychologist, therapist, counselor, or other reliable source of information and help for further guidance. Never disregard professional, psychological, or medical advice, nor delay in seeking professional advice or treatment because of something that you have heard or read from this podcast.